Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. Did a little hiking last week and I figured that this week we'd do some music about forests, in forests, outside of forests, or just things that have forest in the name. Of course, there's no way we could possibly start off a session like that without listening to A Forest by The Cure. This is the 12-inch version. Thank you. That was 8-Bitchintendo with Haunted Forest from Triforce Tunes, third level. That was in 2016. That was made by Nintendo Chiptunes. Some 8-Bitchintendo is a pretty interesting band there. They used all Nintendo equipment to make all of their music. Of course, we had to start things off with The Cure. That was a Forest. That was a 12-inch version. The original version was one of the first three albums there. It was a great tune. Actually, that's from 17 Seconds. And that is one of their most famously played tunes at shows and dance clubs and around the world back then. We're going to keep moving with our forest-based tune. We're going to go to Tell Me About the Forest You Once Called Home by Dead Can Dance from Into the Labyrinth.
But I'm not bitter.
That was Florist Flower by Carl Filipiak. That was from Peripheral Vision. He's been the opening act for Wynton Marsalis, Roberta Flack, and also Eric Johnson. He plays a PRS Strat. Before that, we heard Tell Me About the Forest You Once Called Home by Dead Can Dance from Into the Labyrinth. There is a MoFi version. That would be Mobile Fidelity Sound Labs. It's a good alternative to the original 4AD, which is becoming Unobtainium. It was pressed at RTI, and it was mastered, according at least to the published credits, by Paul Steubenbein, who's a great guy. He's been responsible for some of the new MoFi records. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org, and you can check out news and upcoming events, playlists, podcasts, and you can go ahead and click on that big red donate button to donate to Public Radio for Acadiana. We're going to carry on with our evening of forest-themed music. We're going to turn to Iggy Pop with Neon Forest. This is from Brick by Brick.
Thank you. In the forest, there is trouble with the trees. For the maples want more sunlight, and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Yeah.
That was The Trees from Rush. That was actually from Exit Stage Left, but originally it was from Hemispheres. Neil Peart noted in 1980 in Modern Drummer that there was no real message in the lyrics, and then he actually came up with them while he was working on some other lyrics and seeing a cartoon of, like, some trees carrying some other trees, and he thought to himself, what if the trees acted more like people? Before that, you heard Al Di Meola, John McLaughlin, and Paco de Lucia as a short takes of The Black Forest from Friday Night in San Francisco. That is an amazing, incredible, absolute stunning album. It is on the list of 1001 albums to hear before you die, and you should go do so. Before that, we heard Iggy Pop, Neon Forest from Brick by Brick. Don Was of the Stooges was hired to be the producer on that album. He opted for a hard rock sound, and he kind of got it. Believe it or not, Butt Town on that album was played on Beavis and Butthead, on MTV's Beavis and Butthead. We will continue on with our trees-themed evening. We're going to turn to Inya, The Memory of the Trees.
Support comes from Louisiana's first 100% open-air, dog-friendly beer garden, the Worst Beer Garden venue and food park, located in the heart of downtown Lafayette at 537 Jefferson Street. Live music, comedy, and fun for friends and families. Also available for private parties and corporate events. Enjoy local craft beers, boiled crawfish and shrimp, plus food trucks on site. For more info, visit worstbeergarden.com. That's worstbeergarden.com.
Join KRVS May 21st for Taste of Fame, a culinary fundraiser featuring PBS chef Lydia Bastianich. For a donation to KRVS, you'll receive a package with the ingredients for a three-course meal. Then follow along in your own kitchen during the live Zoom event as Chef Lydia cooks her classic dish, springtime asparagus risotto, and enjoy the meal with family and friends. Click now. The deadline to register is April 28th. Visit KRVS.org and click the Taste of Fame link.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.